Welcome back to the Ninth Lab with your host, Mr. Scientist 9. I know I've been gone for a little bit, but hey, we're back in action. Coming here to give you that cocktail, that talk, and that drink. So let me go ahead and cut to the chase. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. This is going to be episode 4. I guess the topic of the day is going to be your inner circle, but you know how I do things. First and foremost, I got to give you that cocktail. So when you talk to me, or when I talk to you, or when you listen to me, or I listen to you, we got to have us a drink. That's how we do over here in Eminent Productions. So the featured drink of the week is called the Midnight Kiss. All right, let me go ahead and tell you what's in it. Of course, you have vodka. Here in Case in Point, as always, we have the official vodka, the official drink of Eminent Productions. That's Island John Vodka. Now, with this drink, you can either use the guava flavor, which I'm going to use today, or you can use the Ultra Premium. Of course, you can pick this vodka up at any point in time at your local package or wine or bottle shop, whatever they call it. I don't really care. But we are out in Metro Atlanta. We have stores in North Atlanta, out of West Atlanta, East Atlanta, and South Atlanta. So if you want to get at me with this, I'm going to be doing a promotion later on this week and also in the next weeks to come. But with that being said, of course, it's the vodka you're going to be using, Island John Vodka. I specifically say use this one. You could use any other, but for this podcast and for our official sponsor, well, my official sponsor, I sponsor this, Island John Vodka will be using. Also, go ahead and get you some blue Cruco. I think that's how you say it. I don't really know, but you already know what I'm talking about. C-U-R-A-C-A-O, Cruco or Caruccio, or whatever how you say it. All right. Also, you're going to need you some sugar, granulated, probably organic if you want to use that. I don't necessarily care, but go ahead and get you some sugar. Also, you're going to need you some sparkling wine. Now, here, case in point. With sparkling wine, you can just do regular champagne. If you want to make it a little sweeter, you can use Prosecco. Brut, just depends on your case in point. I don't really care what you use, but sparkling wine, just give it a nice little fizz within that little kick. So this is going to be more of like a, in a sense, this drink going to be kind of like a, what do we call this stuff? A mimosa, to an extent, but without the juice in there, all right? So let's go ahead. Now, with this particular drink, if you can hear me, go ahead back here, I'm in the lab making it. You can go ahead and get you either a champagne glass, you can use a martini glass. If you're gonna use a regular rock glass or highball glass, depending on how much alcohol or how much you wanna drink. But anyways, we're gonna use us a regular martini glass, okay? So this, for all my bartenders, my mixologists out there, you know what I'm talking about. We're gonna build this one on ice, okay? Go ahead and put in your shaker, put all the ice in there, put the sugar on a plate, or if you have a rim, go ahead and rim the glass. You can use a lemon juice, you can use whatever water, whatever you wanna use, but specifically, I like to use a little lemon. Plus, we're having a lemon garnish anyways, okay? So go ahead, rim that glass with that sugar. If you don't want to use sugar, I don't really care what you use, but just for the case of the recipe, we're going to use sugar today, all right? Damn it. So outside of that, go ahead and fill that fluke or that glass halfway with the champagne or the sparkling wine, however you want to say or whatever you want to use, okay? So you'll probably hear me, you know, pouring my stuff up in here. All right, so I feel that halfway going on. All right, so now let's get to the main meat of this ingredient or this recipe. Now add that vodka to that shaker. Go ahead, you can go ahead and add that blue Cruco. It says for 2 parts or about a little of an ounce. I say go ahead and pour it to your heart's desire. I really don't like the taste of this stuff, but for case in point, we're gonna just use probably about 2 parts. Oh, also with the vodka, you're gonna use probably 1 parts, right? So 1 part's vodka, 1 part's blue Cruco, however you wanna do it. Okay, because you know you still do have a half thing of champagne going on in there. Okay, so we go ahead and mix this on in there. that nice little blue color. See the nice little fizz coming. Okay. All right. So go ahead, pop that top on that shaker. For all those that are listening, hey, it's gonna be a good drink. All right, let's shake it on up. Nice little vigorous shake. You know, I don't care how you do it, one hand, two hands, up, down, to the side, to side. All right, so after you do that, make sure you get that strainer and go ahead and strain it over that ice. All right, or not ice, excuse me, over in that champagne. Should give you that nice little blue fizzy color, kind of like aquamarine or whatnot. And as you do that, enjoy. All right, so as you're drinking your midnight kiss, or you're gonna make your midnight kiss, whatever, the topic of the day, as you listen to me, like I said earlier, we're gonna talk about our inner circle, right? In the last few episodes, we talked about, well, the first episode, of course, you know, I gave out a shout out to Island John Baca, like I said, the official drink of NM Productions, had my parties I've been throwing my events with this, been meeting a lot of great success. So if you want to know more about this vodka, go ahead and listen to episode one. Of course, going back, episode two, we talked about what motivates you. You know, what keeps you motivated in life, what gets you up every day. And of course, episode three, what relieves your stress? You know, what do you do to relieve your stress? Okay. But case in point, let's circle back around and talk about your inner circle. Okay. For all those listening today, again, this is Mr. Scientist 9. AKA my real government name is Dr. Marvin Brown Jr. You know, but I've been the owner and operator of Eminent Productions for the last couple of years. You know, like I said, we specialize in productions, filming, videography, photography, music, movies, mixology, you name it, I do it. Anywho, but you see everything that I said I do. I have to have an inner circle for that. So, as you're drinking or sipping along, have you ever thought about where you are in life? You know, like I said earlier, what motivates you? What relieves your stress? What causes your stress? What does not motivate you? These are all contingent on your inner circle. Like I said, last couple of weeks, I've been, you know, reading different literature. And specifically, I came across this book called Think and Grow Rich. I'm pretty sure you've heard about it, by Napoleon Hill. Also, I downloaded it on my Amazon Audible, Earl Nightingale, nice little good 42-minute lecture, reading the book halfway done with it. But like I said, it makes you reevaluate things in your life and how you have went about your life. So, for example, everything that you are or everything that you will be is contingent on decisions that you make or do not make. Also contingent on that decision that you make or do not make is influenced by who you associate with, okay? So, I had to get a nice little sip of this midnight kiss as I'm kissing you all with this knowledge. Anywho, your inner circle determines where you go in life. I don't care how many people say you're motivated, I do this, self that. Cool, your inner circle or who you associate with can determine your attitude. I know you've heard this before in your life. Birds that flare fought together, all this type of stuff. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. That's actually a true statement. Like I said, when I started this whole Eminent Production thing, it was really just by myself. I've always had the desire to do things of the nature of podcasting, businesses, this, that, and third. But the way I was brought about me was my friend, Deshaun Grady, a.k.a. Con Diesel of KMG Music. Shout out, you'll hear his music later on. It's in this podcast. He came to me one day, said, hey, man, I need you to help me film something. Help me film a video. And I said, you know what? I want to do it. Ever since then, I've been doing that filming, doing that production, doing this, that, and third. But also, in order for me to continue to grow, I have to so-called network or build relationships. Now, you might be asking yourself, well, you know what? I might have good people behind me. I might have good friends, good this. Let's say that you don't have good friends, or let's say you don't have good associates, right? Let's say you want to run a business, or you want to get your business out there, or you want to do whatever you want to do, make money, you know, be fame, fortune, whatever. Ask yourself this. how do most rich people, or how do most wealthy people, or how do most people with influence get themselves out there? Because they are interacting with an inner circle of people who either or they can benefit from, or they can help benefit them. And as conversation, that person helps build them back up, right? So the people in your circle, are they building you up or are they bringing you down? Sometimes this could be consciously, sometimes it could be unconsciously, right? Let me take this for the case in point. Let's say that you were a smart kid in class. You know, I'm pretty sure most of y'all went to high school, right? And your inner circle of friends were all whoever, the reject sports players, this, that, and third. Let's say that you were a lot smarter than what you've shown in those grades. Case in point, it depends. Your friends influence how you do business or how you do your activities. If you are a genius, but you hang around a bunch of idiots, you will become an idiot. I don't care how smart you are. If you are a rich person, but you hang around a bunch of broke motherfuckers, you will become broke, or you will have the mentality of being broke. So if I want to be a rich person, a person of influence, a person of stature, whatever, charisma, power, case in point, you have to hang around those type of people. Well, so you ask yourself, man, I don't know anybody. I don't know this, how to get myself out there. Well, first and foremost, you have to give yourself that desire. Your desire has to be much more better or much more higher than your situation, okay? If your goal is to, like I said, I keep going back to the business thing. If your goal is to be, let's just say, music, in the music, right? Okay, so who's your inner circle? Who's promoting for you? Who's giving you different business deals? Who's putting you out there? Who, like I said, promotion? Who's helping you out? You know, who has your back? Ask yourself this. Or let's just say you're doing a nonprofit organization or catering or lecturing or whatever you decide to do. You know, or let's just say, even case in point, you don't even want to do a business. Let's just say in just general, health-wise, your inner circle influences that. You know, if you're always around unhealthy, sick all the time, ask yourself, who am I consistently hanging around? The people in your inner circle should keep you accountable, subconsciously keep you accountable, right? Your inner circle should make you a better person, a better individual, right? That can be good or it can be bad. If I plan to be a thief and my inner circle is all goody two shoes, then I'm not gonna be that good of a thief. Now, if I plan to be whatever, someone, you know, doing illegal activities, and I hang around people who just specialize in that, chances are I'm gonna be a great person that can do whatever I want to in the illegal side of stuff. The same thing goes, case in point, if my inner circle is all people who wanna do good, making money, have influence, by nature, I'm gonna pick up their actions. By instinct, I'm gonna see what they do. I'm gonna start to emulate that and start to do patterns, right? So your inner circle, two ways you change your positioning is what you think and what you do. Now, how you do this, you gotta do repetitious stuff. So if I'm hanging around people in my inner circle, right, and I'm doing things they do, it can have good or bad things. Good or bad actions, good or bad consequences. Reason I say this is because, like I said, we all have to change our inner circle once in a while. We have to understand who is in our inner circle. If I'm trying to get to the next level, how can the people in my inner circle get me to this next level? And vice versa, how can I get them to the next level? Because you always want to see the people that you're with grow with you. No one wants to see someone that you're your friend or family or someone you know a long time be the same situation. Now, here, case in point, I know there's a lot of you thinking, well, you know, man, I know such and such a long time, and they don't want to do right, and they don't want to do this, and they got that. You're going to, unfortunately, circumstances, you're going to have those people that you've known for however long, or family, or friends, whoever, who just ain't going to just help you out. They're not going to. It might be a sad pill to swallow. It might be a harsh truth, but I'm telling you the truth. Not everybody will help you get to that next level. Now, that's not to say you have to cut them off, but just understand this. Certain people can help you with certain things. And if I know I want to be a millionaire, I need to go hang out with millionaire type friends. If If I know I want to be a better business person, I need to hang out with more entrepreneurs or business-minded people. If I know I want to do real estate or whatever I'm trying to do, I need to hang around those people who can bring me to that next level. Now, this what typically happens. Go ahead and drink, you know, a little bit of that midnight kiss. If not, go ahead and make another one, right? Most people or individuals I've, you know, come into contact with over the past years, they always say, well, I need to, you know, change this and change that and blah, blah, blah. You know, all these people ain't trying to do this and grow. Now, let's be realistic about the situation. Sometimes you might be that negative factor in your inner circle. There might be other people who are trying to grow and think and grow rich or get business going or go on vacation, whatever. And you might be the third wheel in that situation. So every day you have to analyze yourself, you know, what's going on internally with me? You know, case in point, I know I keep saying inner circle, but that inner circle is the circle that revolves around us and what we attract in our lives, okay? So, back in case in point, let's revise this, let's talk about this, let's condense this. Your inner circle goes to what motivates you. So you attract, what motivates you attracts the people in your inner circle. And then also your inner circle, you know, sometimes should not stress you out. You know, what you do relieves stress, okay? Like I said, I have an inner circle of people who are in the entertainment industry. I have an inner circle of people who are in mixology, the alcohol, you know, field, this and that, third, people in the music industry. So I know I want to be on top of things. I have to shift my inner circle. It's not necessarily to say the people that I deal with right now are not going to be there at the top of me, but you know, sometimes you have to change things around, you know, and like I said, going back to the statement I made earlier with the health situation, if I know everybody in my inner circle is, you know, fucking 385 pounds, you know, with damn obese body fat percentage, damn 60%, and I want to be 250 pounds with a body fat percentage of 10%, chances are that they're not going to be as motivated and again healthy. Now, let's check this out now, because there's always two sides to the coin. Let's say I want to reach that goal, right? I want to get my goal down and I want to be healthy, this and a third, blah, 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 blah. Chances are I'm going to look for somebody that can help me out with that, change my inner circle, okay? I'm going to hang out with somebody who works out all the time, who's going to motivate me, this and a third. Now, case in point, if your inner circle is a group of people that might not be in a particular field, but still want to grow with you, they will do what you do, right? I'll use my wife, for example. She, you know, when I first met her, we had different inner circles or whatnot, but I always worked out. She worked out a little bit, but she really didn't work out as much. I did. I actually influenced her to work out. Now, 7 years down the line, you know, we've been together, married almost 3.5 years, then we were about 7 years. So anyways, long time to know each other. Anywho, now she kind of influences me to do stuff. And also that, she also influences her inner circle for people to eat healthier and people to do this and people to do that, because you know what? They have that motivation, they have the desire. And she, in her inner circle, is the one who can change that, change them because of her desires and her motivation. That's why I said inner circle is a two-way street. It's not just what you attract, you know, what can I get from these people? It's also what can you give to help your inner circle out, right? So I use in case in point, here's another example of what I kind of give. Like I said, Con Diesel, he helped me start out my stuff, helped me start out with Eminem Productions and whatnot. He gave me the opportunity to get myself out there. In return, I gave him the opportunity to get himself out there by filming, by doing events, throwing a party, or which in case of point, if you missed out that lesson learned, EMP listening party, hey, it was a good party. I'm going to talk about that a little bit, but hey, you missed out. You missed out on the treat. But anywho, we influence each other, right? So I go back to that inner circle thing. I go back, I'm going to take another little kiss. It's midnight kiss. We influence each other. But if you know that your inner circle how can I say this? If you outgrown your inner circle, right? I know people say that, we touched on earlier. You know, try to attract people that have like-mindedness as you, or like desires as you, or can sympathize to your cause, okay? And it's much easier. Once you subconsciously, you put that in your subconscious, I'm gonna find people who have like-minded things. I mean, you will see your inner circle. Now, case in point, when that inner circle, because a lot of people don't do this, with the inner circle, it's not just people that you should have, oh, I know them, they wanna do this, I wanna do this. No, it don't work like that. Because I know a lot of people who wanna run businesses. That don't mean that they're genuine business people or do business good. They might do bad business. So when you either modifying that inner circle, or if you are creating a new inner circle or whatever, going to another inner circle, always select people, one, that have that like-minded interest of you, two, have the same motivation as you, three, have the same persistence and diligence as you, four, that you can actually trust, all right? That's a big one, trust, and will support you. Because just because people have all those first three things, the biggest one is that trust, loyalty. That's a big one for me, but it should be a big one for you too, because mine, case in point, they're your inner circle. If they're your inner circle, they are the closest to your infrastructure, your inner infrastructure, meaning they will know things, they will do things that may or may not affect you in a positive or negative way, right? So if I can give you an example, let's use the word show power, right? Let's look at Tommy, Tasha, and Ghost and all of them. All had an inner circle. They're all in cahoots. Then you had one person come, mess up the inner circle. Now none of them trust each other, right? Because one thing happened, they all fell in without blah, 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 whatever. But a point of the case I'm trying to make is this. You have to get people in this inner circle that one you respect, that you trust, that have the same motivation as you, that have the same drive, determination, and persistence as you. Then that way you'll find yourself meeting your goal, or you'll find yourself in different positions that you want to be at, or you'll find your bank account with more money, or you'll find yourself on a plane traveling somewhere, or you'll find yourself, you know, having more influence. It's all about that inner circle, ladies and gentlemen, okay? Like I said, always wake up, evaluate every single day, you know, what you're doing, what you can do, what you should do, is understand that the inner circle is going to determine how far or how short you can go in life. Of course, the real determination is on you, but as part of the determination you make yourself, your inner circle kind of dictates that. So if I know you want to go far in life, if I want to go far in life, you have to match yourself with the right people. Form that circle, that nice group, that mastermind group, that you can help them out and they can help you back. Could uplift each other, okay? Like I said, that was my message of the day. I know you are enjoying this nice little midnight kiss. The drink. Like I said, we'll have that next cocktail for you. Next episode, of course, featuring Island John. We might throw a little mixture in it. We're coming down. We already finished out our first quarter for the season. We're switching seasons, so we're going into the fall. So just be aware, be open. Had a fall line of drinks for you. Like I said, we had a tasting at the establishment a few weeks back with the owner, Kevin John himself, and our master mixologist, Josh Horn. Like I said, he did a phenomenal job of that. Go on my website, you know, on my Instagram, you go on my link to my website from there. You can check out some of the pictures from that. You can check out some of the comments, you know, go on the Facebook page, you can check out that. Like I said, also another thing, if you missed that Lesson Learned listening party with Con Diesel, his new EP, Lesson Learned, I said go down on iTunes, download it. Good tracks, nice, good music to chill and vibe with. Of course, beautiful music, put you in good space. Like I said, he's been doing his thing for the most part. But like I said, tune in to our next episode. Next time, that cocktail. We have that talk and we have that music, okay? So that's CTM for you. Cocktail Talk Music, TMC. I don't know, I had to think of something for that. Anywho, thank you for tuning in this week. We're gonna finish this, as we always do, with that music from Con Diesel. We're actually going to play a track from his other album, Anticipation. This one's going to be called Ocean in the Sky. Like I said, you're drinking his Midnight Kiss. You're thinking about your inner circle. I want you to vibe to this nice little music. Ocean in the Sky, Con Diesel. Like I said, you can go on www.condieselmusic. That's KONDIEZEL.music.com. Like I said, also, you can go on Facebook at Eminem Productions 9 or Instagram at MANDM Productions with an S, the number 9. You can go on my website. I got on YouTube. You can go on my Facebook page. Everything, like I said, we're coming at you with another episode next week with that good music and good drinks. Look for me on the other side. All right? You all take care.
We be too nice, cool as cute dice. Yeah. In the summer, cruising through lights on a blue bike with this woman who look too right. Get the mood high.
Show like that a car. Yeah, what is your name? Can we just talk a while?
Talk a while.
I heard you got them plans, girl. When you walk into this room, I can't even lie. These other broads, man, they don't stand a chance, girl. We started off with a couple drinks. I just wanna see you shine on them. So I call you my Cuban link. I wanna see where your mind at. Wanna see if our signs match. Sitting up in this time trap, cause we ain't getting this time back. Looking through with this time lapse while looking through her wine glass. Strike the mood is what I'm trying to do. I got a mind moving like a line dance. I'm trying to take you places you have never been. Explore your body and discover almost every inch. This got this making of a legend feel. Problem with these other girls, they ain't never real. On a fast track, but can't control the steering wheel. And I take it, girl, if I feel she got the sex appeal.
Too nice, cool as cute dice. In the summer, cruising through lights on a blue bike with this woman who look too right. Get the mood high like a concert. Play my cards out and go all out till I wanna. We be 30,000 feet up, looking at the ocean in the sky. First class with my feet up. You don't need a pair of wings to fly. Mama sit by my side and just get high.
Baby, you wanna take off everything that you got on. Feeling safe in my arms. If it's cold, then tell the co-pilot to turn it down and we'll stay warm. Gonna ignite the fire, we'll burn it down like it's napalm. And do it till the day comes. Back to back till you faded. This shot of me leaves you wasted. I know you feeling complacent. Others have left you jaded. Baby, from this position, the horizon is adjacent. I run it like I was racing, so you should really have patience. I know you ready, all you gotta do is let me know. Bend you and fold you like I got you in the figure four. Deliver the finishing blow. Rinse and repeat till you tap. Give you a minute for intermissions and then start to act. Adjust the altitude, it's affecting our cardiovascular. Got us grabbing oxygen mask. Lost in the moment, it don't matter cause we having a blast. No worry about a parachute cause we just touched down on land. But understand,
be too nice, cool as cute dice. In the summer, cruising through lights on a blue bike with this woman who look too right. Get the mood high like a concert. Play my cards out then go all out till I wanna. We be 30,000 feet up, looking at the ocean in the sky. First class with my feet up. You don't need a pair of wings to fly. Mama sit by my side and just get high. I'm sorry.